Opening up part two of the Summer Dance Party 2018 with more of your requests this time around. Donna Summers, Sylvester, Thomas Dolby, Tony Basil, and Katrina and the Waves off of 45. You're tuned in to your music and NPR news station. Listeners supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. Happy 4th of July weekend here on The Beat on WCMU. Hope you dug the Capitol steps. As always, politics takes a holiday. Always a good time with a satire from the steps. And you caught up with Summer Dance Party 2018 number two. I'm David Nicholas here with you till 3 o'clock. We've got a couple of more hours of some of the best of all time. And again, this week, joined by my good friend Scott Seeberger, who has joined us for the show again this week, has brought along some more of his stuff. Your fourth was good, I trust? Good
yes.
Holiday?
You know, my daughter had baby shower. We're going to have the first granddaughter ever
oh, wow.
in our family.
Congratulations.
And so that was a big deal. My daughter Angie in near Lansing, Michigan. So yeah, that made it fun. But you know what I like about this show is it's a chance to expose the public to some absolutely great music that doesn't necessarily get heard or doesn't get heard that often anymore.
Well, and in this set, we hit some things that you don't hear on public radio, which was cool. I was willing to go in the direction of, you know, some stuff up through the 80s, which was kind of my prime, at least coming out of high school. We had some people asking for disco and funk, and I think we're going to touch on a couple of those things a little bit later on, including it'll tie in with some of the stuff that you brought along. So whereas I've had these things that have been sort of defined by just 50s and 60s, maybe very early 70s, stretching the limits a little bit more because there's so much good stuff to play. So that's cool. It's all cool. It's all good.
It's all good. It's all good.
So I'm glad you're back because we've just begun to scratch the surface. We could probably talk for hours, and I'm wondering how many people would stick around for that. But you brought it. You had the pirate radio station for a while, which was is a whole story unto itself. You own the stations.
And then I came to CMU.
Yeah.
Then after that was CMU-FM.
And, I mean, how much of that then in doing stuff here, was any of it along the lines of what we did, or were you doing other radio stuff then when you were in school?
I did a very specific program here called the 20th Century American Fool. And it ended up, it was an anthology of great humor from 1910, or from the earliest days of recording audio, up through 1974, which was the year I did it. The Detroit Free Press picked it up as the best radio series in Michigan running at the moment. And then it got picked up on other radio stations, other NPR affiliates. I knew a lot about comedy and humor. I didn't know a lot about putting together a radio show.
You're how old at the time?
I am 21.
Oh, my gosh.
And, the folks here recognized that the program had a lot of potential, and they showed how it could be produced. I mean, I had to rely on them totally, just like right now. I mean, working with you, David. I mean, you know how to put this show together. I mean, I know a little bit about music, but you're the one that makes the magic happen.
Try to. So I mean, like, I'm thinking of a whole line of comics. I mean, who did you have on? You know, what were some of the stuff that you got access to, recordings and stuff? Some of it's got to be more rare stuff that you were able to get a hold of. I mean, we knew, you know, George Carlin did a whole bunch of comedy
and
records.
That's what I ended with.
Yeah.
But I had to be careful with what I used.
Oh, I'll bet, yeah.
In fact, the language that we could use even then, it was so much more careful in terms of the language used than what you can get away with today.
How close would that have been to the seven words, which was the whole routine and the whole thing, but based off of the actual, you can't?
I think it was just coming out at the time.
Yeah, yeah,
And, you know, Lenny Bruce, I did show
he illustrate. Pushed the limits, yeah.
Yeah, I played a little bit of Lenny Bruce, but it was all safe stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, we went back to the early days. Georgie Jessel, for example, did one of the very first telephone routines. Bob Newhart is known for telephone routines.
Did you have Bob Newhart? Because my dad had records that I had passed on to me, and I love those Bob Newhart
records. Yeah, Newhart was brilliant. But Georgie Jessel, to my knowledge, did one of the very first telephone routines like that, and this was one from the 1920s that I played on the show, and it was, you forget about these kind of artists that are so long gone. He was the Toastmaster General of America at one time. appeared at more funerals than any celebrity and would eulogize these famous people.
Georgie Jessel. Well, we're going to shock a few more memories into some folks with some names that they might have, some people that you're going to know and some people that I'm guessing are maybe a little fringe on the memory coming up in this next set. Now, Little Anthony and the Imperials, and, you know, great tune, Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop, you got in this set, and Locomotion
still performing.
Not so little anymore, but at least, yeah.
But, you know, Little Eva was little. I met her at Meadowbrook years ago. She died in the 90s, if I recall correctly, and I met her a long time ago, and she was the babysitter for Carole King,
right.
Her husband, and I can't even comprehend this. Here's a song called The Locomotion. You might want to sing it, babysitter, Little Eva. And she has.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, number one hit. And she was little. I don't think she was 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, when I met her.
And I think when the song came out, she was maybe 15, 16, something like that.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. And then later got back up to number one when Grand Funk.
Yes.
We did the song.
That's correct.
And that's one of those, you know, little rarities of how, you know, when two different artists take the same song to number one. But that was one of those times. And that's in that set. But Jack Scott. Holy smokes, there's got to be a story with Jack Scott that people don't know.
Do you know Jack Scott?
I don't. So you're educating me now.
Well, Jack Scott was born in Windsor, Ontario, lives his life today in Warren, Michigan, has lived most of his life in Michigan. He is Michigan's one claim to fame for the early 50s rock. He put 19 songs in the Billboard Top 100, had four or five top five hits. Jack Scott is a legend, and I think I'm going to go on my soapbox a little bit, David. It's a disgrace. He's never performed in our region. He performs in Europe. He's 82 years old today. He still performs in Europe. He performs in Las Vegas. He performs in Warren, Michigan every year in August for Warren Days. I think that's the name of their event, called the Warren Days. And he does the concert every year, free concert for Warren, Michigan. You have never seen him up here in Central Michigan. He's never performed. Great.
How come? Do we know?
That's the question.
Yeah.
I'm always asking. Now, I don't know if he would attract an audience when an artist like that hasn't played here in 50 years, ever. But Jack Scott is a Michigan artist. In Midgey, this is a song we're going to play for Bob Rulong, who used to work at this station.
Yeah.
He loved Jack Scott, and this was one of the Jack Scott songs that he loved. And then, I've got Knocked Out Joint on the Mars by Buck Trail. You've never heard of that artist.
No, you got me stumped. That's stump number two. So
he's from Miami, and he was a music promoter in Miami, and he had bills to pay off. So he recorded that song to pay off a bill to somebody he owed money to. And that's his story. And Preston Epps, I thought that was a band. It's an individual. Preston Epps is the bongo player's name. He is a Korean War veteran who was an expert bongo player. He would get called into sessions and this was Bongo Rock is the name of the song. It was a pretty big hit in 1959.
Some 50s and early 60s stuff that has very successfully stumped yours truly. It's Jazz, Blues, and More here on The Beat.
You're going to love the beat of this one.
Well, I went to a party, it was late last night. I rocked and rolled till the early, early light. I met a little girl and the name was Midget. The doggone woman just drove me silly. Oh, 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 Midget, 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 Midget. Oh, Midget, 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 Midget. Strangest woman in this land. Midget's got herself another man. Well, they built it in their souls like they was rhythm bound. The fence cats was jumping all around. Then Long Tall Lee, he says the terrifying sound. Midget's got herself another man. Oh, 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 Midget, Midget, Midget. Oh, Midget, Midget, Midget. Strangest woman in this land. Midget's got herself another man. Blah, 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 blah. desire. Then all at once, to my surprise, we heard a little bell. She said, what's that, Sam? Well, let's go home, baby, 'cause it's the milkman. Oh, 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 Midgie, 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 Midgie. Oh, Midgie, 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 Midgie. Strangest woman in this land. Midgie's got herself another man. She's got herself another man.
Kind of girl. She's a special kind of girl. She's special kind of girl. She's a special kind of girl. A special kind of girl. She's a special kind of girl.
Stuff from Scott Seeberger here on the Summer Dance Party 2018. Jack Scott, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Buck Trail, Preston Epps, and closing out there with Little Eva and the Locomotion. It's the Summer Dance Party 2018 here on WCMU and The Beat, with you till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Ahead into the next hour, we got some Motown. We head into some stuff with Scott that gets on the funky side. We'll do up some Michigan rock for you and much more, kicking off this set with these guys out of Dayton, Ohio, the one and only Ohio Players.
took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart, that expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded.
Love. I got caught in the rush hour. These fellas started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way.
At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. Much too crowded.
Celebrating the 4th with the Rockers out of the Motown staple Rare Earth, and I Just Want to Celebrate. We also heard the Ohio Players in there with the Fire. On the Jazz, Blues, and More mix here in the Summer Dance Party 2018 on the Beat on WCMU.